Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
There's always a purpose to training. You might have completed a training program at your job in order to learn a new software for data entry. You might have trained yourself for a career by going through college. I remember the training I did the first time I ran a 5K. I started a couple months early, running shorter distances, and gradually got longer until the day that came and I actually did it. And yes, I finished. But the thing about training is that you're creating a pattern of living, whether it be mentally, physically, or even spiritually. That's what I want to talk about today. We've talked for the last 4 weeks about the role of Scripture in your life. It teaches, rebukes, corrects, and trains you in righteousness. But for what? What's the purpose to the training you undergo in Scripture? It was not intended to just fill your head with knowledge. It was intended to impact your very character, your thinking, your behavior, your speech, your affections. Get it out of your head and put it into play. That's what we're told in 2 Timothy 3:17. We've been looking a lot at verse 16, so let me read it with verse 16. It says, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness," verse 17, "that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." Verse 17 gives us the reason for the roles of Scripture to be carried out in your life. The reason is twofold. First, that you might be complete. And second, that you would be equipped for every good work. The meanings are very similar, but there's a slight difference. Strong's dictionary says that the wording here would read more like this. It would say that the man of God may be competent because he has been equipped. So the Bible equips you, but for what? It says in verse 17, it's for every good work. Isn't it reassuring, even exciting to you, that God wants to use you in His mission? He has a work for you, and He equips you for that work and makes you complete or competent to do it. There's something else interesting about the language of this verse. The word equipped is in the Greek perfect tense, which basically describes a completed action that has occurred in the past but has produced a state of being or a result that exists in the present. So view this as sort of like an abiding condition. 2 Timothy is a letter from Paul to, well, Timothy. So Timothy was being told that as you abide in the Word of God, you will have the strength, all of the equipping to do what God has called you to do. Now, for Timothy, we know what that calling was. Just in the next verses, chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, we're told that he was to preach the Word. He was to lead the church. Surely he needs strength and equipping to do that. But that might not be your calling. That might not be the every good work that God has for you, but no matter what it is, the Word of God will be the strength and equipping for it. The whole point is this. Keep your Bible close. Don't let it become distant when times get tough. The Bible is where your strength comes from. The gospel of Jesus Christ, as we abide in Him, as we abide in His Word, and we let it change us, that's where our strength comes from. So don't let your study of the Bible just stay in your head. Let's be faithful to every good work that God has for us by finding strength and competence through His Word.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.